Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Wenceslaus. He was the son of a Christian Duke of Bohemia, but his mother was a harsh woman, a cruel pagan, and his holy grandmother, Ludmilla, saw the danger to the future king and asked if she'd be able to raise him. And Wenceslaus was educated in the true faith, and through the example of his grandmother, acquired an exceptional devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. At the death of his father, however, he was still a minor. So his mother assumed the government, and she passed a series of persecuting laws. And in the interest of the faith, Wenceslaus, being encouraged by his grandmother, claimed and obtained, through the support of the people, a large portion of the country as his own kingdom. And soon afterwards, his grandmother was martyred out of hatred of her faith and service to her country while she was making a thanksgiving after Holy Communion. So his mother talked her other son, Boleslaus, into apostasy, and they became allies against Christianity. Wenceslaus, in the meantime, ruled as king of Bohemia. And once, when his kingdom was attacked, there was a prince from the invading army who was approaching Wenceslaus with a lance to kill him. And the prince saw two celestial spirits at his side. And he had already seen the king make the sign of the cross, and he heard a voice saying, "Do not strike him." And this so astonished this prince that he got off of his horse and knelt at the feet of King Wenceslaus and asked pardon, so establishing peace, you know, between the two kingdoms. And King Wenceslaus loved Mass so much, he attended every day. He planted the wheat and crushed the grapes himself for the Holy Sacrifice. He also provided food for the poor himself, and took what they needed at night, so to spare them any shame that they might experience from their poverty, you know, becoming a public knowledge. And he desired to and was planning on inviting the Benedictine order into his kingdom, and he himself wanted to enter the monastery as well, but he was martyred before he had the chance to do that. And in today's Office of Readings, if you want to read the account of his martyrdom from a Slavic tale. It's there in the Office of Readings. But he was, his brother had invited him to a banquet and talked him into staying a little longer. And so at midnight, it was the king's custom to go to the church to pray matins. He was stopped by his brother and some other men who's martyred him right there at the steps of the church. So we learn from St. Wenceslaus to remain steadfast. You know, he lived his faith in the midst of political upheaval, and he had recourse to the Blessed Sacrament. So we have his example to follow in our own days of this political upheaval throughout the world and this war against Christ and his church.